Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every Wednesday on the show, our guy Nate Collins drops by at Big N98 on X Greenlight Podcast. He's joining us and he's feeling pretty damn good.
Wahoo, right,
Virginia.
Wah.
Let's go. Let's go. They're saying you're in right now.
But James Franklin wasn't going to steal our shine. He wasn't going to steal our shine. He thought it was going to work. They thought it was going to work. They thought Virginia Tech was going to have a little more pep in their step for the Virginia game. But the Commonwealth Cup is in Charlottesville for at least a year, and we are one win away from the college football playoffs. What a time to be alive and to be a Virginia Cavaliers fan.
I'm rooting for you hard. You know that, Dr. Facts. However,
however,
if y'all lose to a five-loss Duke team, I'm never going to let you hear the end of it, man.
Oh, man. I know everyone wants that to happen just because the chaos it would cause in the college playoff and the fact of the matter that they probably still wouldn't make it in if they did beat us. But I think Tony Elliott is going to have these guys ready, and we're not going to play around. I'm excited for our guys, and I was a little scared with our linebacker Cam Robinson going down, but his backup, I feel ashamed not knowing this kid's name right now. Number 11, he had an amazing game. He had an interception, had about 9 tackles, and to fill the void of that role of a player of Cam Robinson's caliber, and just to step in and fill in and have the game that you had, I'm happy for these Virginia guys for sure.
Whole conference is in your corner.
It's a lot of
pressure, man, because everybody the ACC, everybody needs to go to the president. They're like, please, Virginia, please win this game. Don't let Duke have it. They do have to make some changes, though. I mean, this is nuts, and you see the changes have already occurred in other conferences. ACC needs to join the times. You can't let this tiebreaker decide Duke. Like, these conferences need to decide who's in their own championship game instead of you go to these tiebreakers. Oh, no, we got to put Duke out there. But that's the position they're in.
Yeah, it's going to be these last few weeks is going to be really interesting. And just for this area in Virginia, because everyone's on hold, too. Just thinking about JMU, because I think if we lose, I think it's a better chance for JMU to possibly get in. So there's a lot of things riding on this game, but best believe that we're hoping here in Charlottesville that Virginia wins and we'll be playing maybe a Kiffin-less Ole Miss in the first round of the playoffs. So it'll be interesting to see these next couple of weeks what's going to happen.
In the NFL, just like we all thought, in the first week of December, it'll be the Bears and Packers playing potentially for a 1 seed.
Whoa.
Just like we all thought.
Just like we all thought, man. And what a year the Bears are having. And I'm happy for Caleb Williams. I'm happy for the Bears in general, Ben Johnson, is just so funny, just night and day. If you look at the beginning of the year and you look at that sideline and you see all the memes of how angry and upset and how things are going wrong, we're going wrong for the Bears. And then now just like the narrative around them and when you see the sideline, you see Ben Johnson taking his shirt off. Everyone in the locker room, it seems like they're excited. They're happy. You're not hearing jokes about nail polish anymore. Any of these things, man, it just winning cures everything in the NFL. And as long as the Bears keep winning, like it's going to feel good for them. And I mean, they're doing everything they can. I mean, that's why they got Ben Johnson, and he's showing, hey, like this is why they pulled me from being a coordinator to a head coach.
It kind of like the Patriots conversation a lot of people have been pointing to. Oh, the Bears are lucky they can't keep doing this. And look at the schedule. It's so soft. When you go to Philadelphia and you dominate from the outset, like that's no luck. Yeah,
200-yard rushers, that's not luck.
Yeah. Crazy. Not luck. They almost ran for 300 in the game.
It's not. That's not luck.
Insane. Yeah, not luck at all. So now we move forward. Mm-hmm. Schedule is not soft at all. They've got the Packers twice in the next 3 weeks. You've lived it. Can you explain a little bit what Bears Packers week is and what it's going to be like? And now you got two teams at the top fighting for the division, fighting for maybe the top spot in the NFC for the playoff picture. Just talk a little bit about that and what do you think is going to happen?
You should expect like a playoff caliber type game. I think it's funny now with all these teams going for it on fourth down and just like rolling the dice all the time. I wonder if this game is going to be like that type of game. I think this is a game where it's going to be people kicking field goals. Points are going to be at a premium. And that's the way you have to think about it. And in-house is just every game against Green Bay when you play for the Bears is a playoff type game. It doesn't matter what the record is. It's pride. It's history. And it's something that you learn when you get in building in that organization that they take those games very seriously. Everyone in the building takes those games really seriously. So it's something where it's not that you're not always working hard, but you might seem like everyone's kind of trying to take it up a notch this particular week, getting ready for these games. So, and it's going to be the same thing on the other end. And I don't know the last time it's been, this serious of a game. And it's like you said, in regards to standings and whoever wins will be, in first place. So that makes it even more special. But I'm looking forward to Jordan Love versus Caleb Williams. I think that's going to be whoever can obviously play better. Like that's going to be the outcome of this game. And, I wonder if Micah is going to be able to wreck the game and continue what he's been doing, because I just feel like the way they move, they've been moving him around. I just wonder how the Bears are going to counter that and kind of try to stop the Green Bay from getting pressure on them.
Oh, there will be some chases. Parsons after Williams. We'll just see how many times Caleb can get away, because he's been very good at evading
very good
the pressure.
Very good.
So I wanted to ask you about Kansas City's O-line, because you play D-line in the league. Kansas City can't run the ball, and they're down at least two starters on the O-line. If you're on that Houston D-line this week, are you just licking your lips in film or what?
The crazy thing is, like, it doesn't matter who was playing. Like, Houston's D-line and Houston's defense, they're licking their chops all the time. I tell everyone, if you never watched football before and you watched Houston's defense this year, you'll be like, holy smokes. Like, these guys are running and hitting. Like, they're easily the most physical defense. If you just watch them play to play, how they swarm to the ball, how they run downhill, their safeties in their corners, some of the hits that they put on players is just like, yo, was that a linebacker? And then they roll off the pile and it's like, yo, that was a safety running down. And I just feel like the way Will Anderson is playing and that D line, it really doesn't matter who's lining up. It, like, yeah, guys, you definitely locate the fish. That's what we call it, the fish on the line. And guys want their chance to kind of rush against that guy if you have a defense where guys can move around. But I don't think the Texans are worried about who particularly is playing. I think they're worried. They're just going to be focused on getting to Mahomes by any means necessary.
What's the final score in that game? Like the first score that comes to your head?
The first score that comes to my head, because I'm a Jags homer, I'm going to say Kansas City 23, Texans 21.
Oh, man, he's over, Joe. I thought he was going to say under. The total's 43. He went, like, right to it. Damn.
I didn't even look.
I was hoping you were going to say, like, 17 to 10 or something. Oh, I know. That's why I asked.
I just feel like this game, on one side, I feel like there'll be, like we're talking about, I think there'll be, like, a defense or a special team touchdown that, like, no one's thinking about that might sway this game. And, yeah, it's hard to call it with CJ Stroud, but that defense, like we're talking about, that defense, I don't think they're going to allow a bunch of points to happen. So it's going to be on the Texans to find a way to get some points up, whether it's kicking 5 field goals or whatever it may be. They just got to find a way to get some points because their defense, they're going to hold their own for sure.
With Nate Collins, Green Light Podcast, Joe O, Sammy P here on BetSweat. So I alluded to it earlier. All is right in your world. Virginia, they're playing in the ACC championship, a chance to make the playoff. Your former team, the Bears, they're the number one seed in the NFC.
And then
the Jaguars.
And guess what? Division. Your boy is going to be in Jacksonville this weekend for the game versus the Colts. And guess what? The Colts do not win in Jacksonville. You better not bet the Colts this weekend. The last time the Colts won in Jacksonville, guess when? 2014. They don't win in Jacksonville, guys. Don't take the bait. I'm telling you, the Jags, they are playing great football. My man Danny Dimes is playing on a broken leg. Respect to him, but get him out of here this week. No way we let him beat us just standing in one spot with a broken leg. I don't even understand the body science behind having a fracture in your leg and still being able to play in an NFL football game. Respect to him, but I do not. There's no way the Jags can lose this game, and I just hope that the fact that I'm going to be in the building, I get to see my team win, because I'm going to be upset if this is the game they decide to slide. But right now, Liam Cohen got these guys looking great.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Jacoby Myers, the perfect fit, just gelling this offense together. Trevor Lawrence, he is still iffy as hell, but I'm telling you, we have a great team. We play team football. And Parker Washington, if you don't know who that is, respect that man. He is a special teams demon, and he is great wide receiver. I think that needs to be talked about more because he is one of the guys that have been clutched through all this drop epidemic and everything that's going on. And whether Trevor's coming to play or not, Parker Washington is one guy on this offense that's always been there. So shout out to him.
It's not who you play. It's when you play them. This is the right time to play the Colts. If they don't come back and win that game in overtime against Atlanta, we're talking about a four-game losing streak, and you're right about Daniel Jones. And I get the numbers and all that, but I'm looking at it, Nate, and I'm like, why are the Colts road favorites against Jackson? And you bring up the history there. I don't get it, man. I don't understand. Yeah, it certainly seems like the Jaguars are the play.
Yeah, it should be a fun game. And shout out to Liam Cohen, man. I just feel like he's doing an amazing job down there. And I know it's hard coaching Trevor Lawrence. I know it's hard, but I just feel like he's coming out every week. He has these guys confident and he has these guys playing to the end. And as an ex-Jag and a Jags fan, it's been an amazing and fun year watching them up and down, but it's been fun just watching great product. It's one thing to lose, but like losing a certain way, like never feels good. And I haven't had that feeling this year. So, hats off to Liam Cohen and what he's doing for the Jaguars right now.
Are the Cowboys going to win tomorrow and get hot?
Ooh. Oh, man. I just feel like the Lions, if St. Brown doesn't play, I think 100% the Cowboys win. And if St. Brown does play, I think it's going to be on how healthy he is and if they're going to be able to use him in the same caliber. I don't think Jameson Williams or that's the wide receiver, right? I don't think he's enough of a weapon to beat the Cowboys, because I think this is going to be a points game. I think this is going to be a high scoring game, or on the Cowboys side it will be. But I just feel like Jerry Jones is looking like really good right now. The Cowboys defense have been stepping up. They have an offense. Dak is playing MVP caliber football, where he's scoring points and he's getting in rhythm with George Pickens, who may be the best wide receiver in the NFL like right now. And then CeeDee Lamb. I just feel like they're on a roll right now, and this is going to be an interesting game, and it's going to be on what type of game Dan Campbell can call against Dak. I think that's what it's going to come down to.
Man, it's going to be huge. Both of them are out of the playoff right now, so the loser might be for real out.
That fourth down shit got to stop, right? The fourth down stuff, like, it's got to stop, right?
I don't think it's going to.
Bro, like, it has to stop. It has to stop. If you're not converting them, like, it has to stop. It just looks silly. It just looks silly after a while. Like, come on. Like, kick the field goal, bro. Like, if I'm the kicker, like, after a third down, if I see they don't have it, maybe I'm just running out there. I don't know. Like, it's just like someone needs to, at some point, grab the headphone or the mic and be like, enough's enough, guys. Like, we're not getting the fourth down. We don't have the calls. I don't know what it is, but if you're 0-for-3 on fourth down, like, that should be like, it should be like the red flag. You should only have so many to do. Like, bro, kick the ball, either punt it or kick the field goal. Like, stop, enough with it.
As long as you don't have the Giants kicker.
Yeah, it's just like, bro,
completely miss it.
It's like watching my homeboys play Madden, bro. Like, I don't want to watch that I'm watching an NFL game. Like, I don't want to seem like I'm sitting at someone's house watching my homeboys play Madden and no one wants to kick on fourth down. Like, bro, kick the ball.
Nate Collins, check him out, the Green Light Podcast. Thank you, Nate. Best of luck with all of your teams going down this weekend. Let's talk next Wednesday. Joe O, Sammy P. We've got odds, spreads, potential ones on the college football playoff on BetSwitz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.